It's not a violation of order.
Mr. Chair, someone just mentioned evidence. I have evidence, okay? And it should have been brought up to the governance committee. I mean, people are saying, oh, well, let's ignore the
AC.
Teresa, I want you to restrict your comments to postponement or not.
Right. Thank you.
It should not be postponed. If you won't let me bring these points up, then I want to be first on the sack to discuss it when we get to it.
I'm getting a really bad reception with a really bad echo.
I think that whoever just came back on the line needs to mute.
I think that might be you. Are you in a noisy environment?
I think he's on.
Horrible.
Whoa. I think he's on speakerphone.
The technology gods are mocking us.
Yeah. You got that right.
With good reason.
With good reason.
Is our personal technology god still on the line, John? Are you mocking us?
That was very classic Doctor Who. I just want to point that out.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I find it entirely surreal. Are you done, Teresa?
Well, people have said, this person has done something since then, and he has taken back his apology. If you had apologized a year
ago, this is a. I'm going to rule you out of order.
Okay.
This
Thank
is
you.
About whether we postpone or not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have heard, I believe, two pro and two con. Will you please call the roll on postponement?
Point of order.
Point of order.
The section of the motion being voted on that pertains to postponing to executive session is out of order because it violates the open meetings section of Article 6, that's Section 7, which I can read if people want. But it is, okay. All meetings of the Board of Directors and its committees shall be open to the members and to the public with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters requiring confidential advice of counsel involving commercial or financial information obtained on a privileged or confidential basis or relating to a purchase of property or the use or engagement of services whenever the premature exposure of said purchase or sale in the board's sole opinion
okay.
may compromise.
I'm going to overrule the point of order on the grounds that to violate the parliamentary authority on this and to cross that line with respect to the member's name and the inability to control, you know, the presentation of evidence or accusations might be a matter that would lead to litigation. I think there's potential liability there, and on that ground, I'm going to rule that it's appropriate for those issues to be an executive session. However, general policy issues about suspensions and the rest, we will conduct in public session.
We're past time now.
Mr. Chair, but we don't have two pro.
I'm sorry?
I was just bringing out a point of information. You said two pro.
Yeah.
I thought the two pro was supposed to be reined in myself because I didn't speak in favor of me. I just assumed
I was counting the maker. The maker's motivation is pro.
Okay.
But if you'd like to, if you can do it under a minute, go for it.
I'm in favor of postponing until executive session under what the rules of the chair, although I do agree I don't think it should be an executive session, but I'm in favor of postponing until because there is information. It's impossible to talk about the reasons why I'm against this without talking about the reasons why I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just said I can't bring those things up, so I'm in favor of postponing, especially since there's new information that has come out.
Okay. Will you call the roll, please, on the postponement?
Mr. Chair, I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Mm.
Okay. There's been an appeal to the ruling of the chair. Is that appeal seconded?
Seconded.
You'll second? Okay.
Seconded.
Will you call the roll? Is that debatable, Bob?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. We'll do
only
two
one,
and two.
I can tell you the rule. It's only one speech per person except the chair who can speak twice.
Okay, and so would you believe that trumps our agreement about two pro, two con? That's in the parliamentary authority for this?
Oh, no, our agreement trumps that.
Okay, so two pro, two con. Who would like to speak in favor of, opposed to sustaining the chair?
Mr. Chair, we're wasting time on this as well. We're over time, we're done with
Hang on, I understand that we're past time. But these we're processing the motions at this point. And if somebody calls orders of the day, we will have to leave it and just pick it back up in our next public session unless somebody makes a motion to extend to allow us time. But I'd like just to try and get to the end of this. Bob?
Am I muted?
No. Yes.
Oh, man, I'd like to speak again.
Okay.
Well, for the favor of the chair. Yeah.
I would like to
speak in favor. Okay, we'll start with arguments in opposed to sustaining the chair. Bob, did you want to speak first, or do you consider that you've already made your point?
I'll wait.
Okay, who would like to speak opposed to sustaining the chair?
What?
Who would like to speak in
opposing
opposition to sustaining my ruling?
So that would mean support.
I will support the chair.
Well, that means supporting.
Well, I'm looking for somebody to oppose the chair's ruling.
I would like to speak to that.
Go ahead.
Okay, I oppose it, and I mean I hear the reason that Bob, you know, what he says, so I agree with that. But I also have to say that I feel that when it comes to people that are elected, that the public has the right to hear the information that is being discussed and to know why certain rulings are being made. I think if it gets into executive session, that it just gets into too much. They elected us, whether we like it or not. We should understand that means they have the right to know how we voted, how we act at meetings, and stuff like that. I think that's very important. An executive session just kind of circumvents that. It's important for people to understand why people are for or against this suspension or any kind of disciplinary actions when it comes to people that have been elected to represent them to the board.
Who would like to speak in favor of sustaining the chair?
I will speak
Lydia.
To that. Or Lydia wants to.
Lydia had asked first. I'll go to you next, Mary. For the next pro or con or whatever. Lydia.
Well, since I was the one who made the motion to postpone, and because I believe the issue that I would like to address and send a query to counsel about could be something related to litigation, otherwise I would not have asked that it be an executive session. As you know, I'm the one that has often said, oh, let's move this to public session. So I'm very clear about that, and I'm very discriminate about those issues that I would elect to move to executive session. But like Dave, I think some things have already flirted with that. But beyond that, I have something very specific which I will copy the board on.
Who would like to speak opposing the ruling of the chair?
Bob.
Wait, you speak the opposing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back and forth. Bob?
Okay. All right. Well, I currently would have no problem with the idea that if there's issues that we need to address with legal counsel, that should happen. That's a different thing than what's being proposed. A discussion that could lead to a vote on a very important issue about the rights and responsibilities of LSBs, which is completely public business as per our bylaws requires, and take that under the guise that there could be a legal problem into an executive session. The fact is, any statement that any of us make as directors at any time could theoretically result in litigation. That could be a justification to have every meeting in executive session. We have a responsibility as directors to exercise discretion and recognize that we should speak in a way that does not, you know, open the foundation up to litigation. But to go against this hard-fought section of the bylaws about transparency in the name of a fear of, you know, something, somebody might say something that could lead to some kind of litigation is a very dangerous path to go down. And, you know, it's a different issue than asking for legal advice about something specific. That I certainly can get behind to postpone in order to seek to ask a question to counsel before we proceed. That's different than debating and resolving it in executive session.
Mary, you would like to speak in favor of the chair?
Yeah, I would. I hear Bob's point, but as Lydia pointed out, she's often spoken to have things in executive session. But already in this discussion, I have seen where we have skirted very close to things that I can see could lead to litigation. I don't have to be an attorney even to see that. And that's quite a far cry. To say that theoretically anything could is really, the probability is so light years apart. So I think here we have a clear and present situation where we might face litigation and someone's rights might be violated. And I also heard another member say that it's, even though that person opposed the ruling of the chair, that person also said it's very difficult to discuss this without doing things that ought to be in executive session because they do impinge upon rights. So for those reasons and also because one of the members has indicated specific questions for counsel, which the previous speaker said would be in order, for all those reasons, I want to sustain the ruling of the chair so that we can postpone this so that we can get some guidance from counsel.
Okay, just as a point of order, you can still overrule the ruling of the chair on the point that Bob is bringing, and then we can have a motion to move to executive session to discuss those matters that directly relate to litigation. So if you agree with Bob's opinion that doing this does not fall within the bylaws allowable categories, you can still vote to overrule me, and we can still do those things in executive session. In my own, so I'll now speak. The fact that the bylaws provide for those items in executive session does not mean that things that it, so the bylaws say, and wherever we don't, the bylaws don't deal with this issue, the parliamentary authority holds. The parliamentary authority, Robert, says we cannot do something. We cannot impugn or make accusations about that affect a member's good name in a public session. So no matter whether you sustain me or not, that point still holds. We cannot have those discussions in public session. Now comes the question whether we can have them in executive session. And the interpretation I am making is that the reason that, and we can ask for an opinion from counsel whether there are any liability issues associated with violating those provisions of Roberts and saying things about a member who's not present, who doesn't have access to due process in our discussion and all the rest. So my ruling holds, and if in executive session the attorney comes on and tells us that there is no matter relating to litigation in our discussion of those issues in the way that Lisa and some of the others have indicated they would like to discuss it, then I will rule that we can, then I will rule that we cannot do that in executive session. However, the rule about executive session says executive sessions are for things predominantly related to those things. That is, you can have discussions about things that don't fall within that scope as long as the majority of the meeting is devoted to items that do fall within that scope. So for those reasons, I made that ruling, and I think I'd like to move us to a vote on whether or not to sustain the chair. Will you call the roll, Teresa? The vote is, if you sustain the ruling of the chair, you vote yes. If you oppose it, you vote no.
Okay. Don White?
Pass.
LaVarne?
Pass.
Teresa, yes. Mary?
Yes.
Evelyn? Evelyn?
Sorry, pass.
Thank you. Lydia?
Okay, sorry, I had to get off the phone. We're voting to sustain the ruling of the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Casey?
Yes.
Lisa?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray? Ray?
I'll pass.
Bob?
No.
Alan? Alan? Hello, Alan. Are you there?
I bored him to sleep with my last soliloquy.
Possibly. I hope he comes back. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Rip?
No. Alan votes no.
Thank you, Alan. Sarve here? I wish that
yes, by the way.
Pardon me?
Alan, you're voting not to sustain the chair?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'll get you for that.
Okay. Without voting, yeah.
Water, no.
Incidentally, if you decide to leave...
Hang on. I have to roll the chair out of order. The chair is out of order.
And
the chair warns the chair not to...
Not to try to add humor. Okay.
David knows where I live, too, so...
I don't want to be in L.A. tonight.
Appreciate you get my vote.
You really don't.
No.
How did Rip vote?
We got your vote. We're running
okay.
Cover.
Rip Robin.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Rip voted no.
Rip, I think I just heard Rip vote yes.
Yeah, but before that, I thought he voted no.
No, that was Alan who broke in.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Rip, how do you vote?
That's correct.
Rip voted yes.
Okay.
Okay, Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson? You know, I think that several people have left. If you're leaving the call, just tell me. Deb Shasso?
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Don?
Yes.
LaVarne?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Evelyn? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Ray?
Abstain.
All right, thank you. All right. One, two, did I get AC?
This is Patty. What's this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, this is Patty. What's the vote for?
Abstaining the chair.
Upholding the chair.
I'm sorry, upholding the chair.
I thought I voted yes to uphold the chair.
You did.
Yes, you did. Yes,
we're
you did.
Still on that? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, 3. 11 yes, 3 no.
Okay, the ruling of the chair is sustained. Now we're moving to a vote to postpone the item to executive session at our next PNB meeting. Will you call the roll, please?
Whose motion is this? Postpone.
But it belongs to all of us now.
To executive session.
It's already in the floor.
Okay. LaVarne?
No.
Teresa says no. Mary?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Ebon is gone. Patty?
No.
Ambrose is gone. Bob?
Epstein.
Alan?
No. Wait, to postpone?
Yeah.
No, I vote no.
Rosalinda?
Yes.
Sarv is gone, I think. Rip?
No.
Rob is gone, I think. Deb?
No.
Don?
No.
All right. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes.
You didn't call on Ray.
Wait a minute.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was next to me.
I know I've lost weight, but I'm not.
I'm sorry, Ray. Thank you for
that. That's not that much.
Plus, we can't see it.
Ray. Ray.
I vote yes.
Thank
sorry.
You, Ray.
Likely. I agree with the
did you call on yourself?
Not really.
The secretary?
I said no.
Okay. Let's see. So
we have a tie.
It's a tie.
The chair votes yes. Okay.
What's
so that postpones. That postpones
like
the item.
Another month or something.
Our next meeting is in 12 big days. And we
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chairman, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman,
sir.
I just want to make. I don't know what this falls under, but I just want to make this comment. If Mr. DiRizenzo, whom I don't know, if he's listening, what we've just done is move a discussion about him into executive session. that he will not be able to hear. And there's a hint that charges will be brought up in executive session. So in executive session, I'm actually going to call on us to make charges against him, at least public to him, because I don't think it's fair that we move this to executive session while he's listening to a public account of this, and then he will not hear what people are saying about him. That's all I want to say.
I understand the point. You're asking that the member be present to hear those things that are being said about him. I'll look at Roberts. Mm-hmm. I believe Roberts holds that he can, but we will deal with that issue.
And
possibly.
I'd just like to go on the record and say I have no objection. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay,
I have no objection to that.
Okay, what we can do is I'll look at Robert. The first thing we'll do in executive session is we can address that point if anybody has an issue. I hope that is there any objection from the board to asking Mr. DiRienzo to be present for the portion of executive session that concerns his conduct?
Yes. This is
there
Lydia. I'm asking our counsel for advice to our board, to the PMB. There's nothing
okay,
to do with my bringing charges about him. Nothing
okay,
about
Okay, we will deal with that part of it first in executive session. We will contact counsel to get guidance about how to proceed on this issue. And
thank
any
you.
Any decision that the board needs to make on that point we can make in our executive session. Under advice from counsel. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the bylaws amendment. And who is the chair of the governance committee?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to call something to people's attention. If we don't get to the fact that we vote for a member of the local of KPFT to be on various committees, then we will not be represented, and that needs to be gotten to tonight.
Would you like to make a motion to consider that now? That should be very quick. Would you like to make a motion to change the agenda to deal with that prior to the bylaws amendment?
Yes, I would.
Is there a second to the motion to take that 10-minute item now?
Second.
Yes.
Is there any objection? We'll take 10 minutes. Can you tell us what the situation is about KPFT directors on committees, Teresa?
The issue is that Sandy Weinman was on two committees. He was on technology and finance, and he has stepped down. Phil Jackson has stepped up. I've talked with Phil. Phil would like to run for the technology committee. I would like to step up to the finance committee, and I will step down as director from the archives committee so he can step up as a director. So there are three elections involved.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Can we, if we have no objection, rather than having to take a roll and vote for each of these, there's one position, one person for each, can we just say that we agree without objection?
You know, I'm looking for that because it actually is supposed to be balloted, but I think if there's only one, if there's only one seat.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes, AC. We can't hear you, AC. You're cutting off, which is, I think, what was probably happening to you before. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
You're chopping out like it's not even that you get quiet. You suddenly go blank.
Well, here I am.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that isn't that kind of question where people are nominated for national office on the board of directors has to be done by the LSP?
No, it does. That's true for the committees of inclusion, but not for the national board committees. The LSBs elect their LSB reps to those committees, but the PNB elects the PNB reps to those committees.
Right.
I am trying to find this out.
David?
Yes.
I mean, can we just ask Deb and Evelyn? I mean, if they're interested in running for against Teresa or Bill, might as well get that clarified.
No. This is Evelyn.
And Deb?
We have to use the instant runoff voting member method. We can just call, can you send out a ballot, and we'll just ballot those. Teresa, will you send out a ballot with those candidates on the ballot to the board?
Okay, well, this is what I will do. I will formally resign from the Archives Committee, and on the ballot there will be three items, Teresa for Finance Committee, Phil Jackson for Technology Committee, and Phil Jackson for Archives Committee.
Okay. Is there any other nominations for those committees from KPFT reps? Hearing none, that'll be the ballot. May we agree to set a date, 7 days? I'll email the ballot. Actually, Teresa will email the ballot to the board tonight. Can we set a postmark deadline of this Friday? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We'll do that.
And where are they sending them to?
Why
to
don't
Teresa.
They send them to you? Well, that's kind of a conflict.
That is,
is there anybody who will volunteer to receive them?
I
Mary Bird, can
them.
We send them to you?
Yep, you can.
Okay,
and,
you'll email Teresa with your address information.
I will.
And she'll send out the ballot.
And
okay.
They have to be postmarked by September.
This Friday. The
18th.
August 18th, okay.
Yes.
Actually,
there is another issue, a similar issue on the balloting for the committee to investigate racism and sexism. Would the board accept considering that item for 10 minutes right now? It is of importance.
I will move that we consider that issue now.
Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none. The issue is I gave the ballots to the KPFK Elections Working Group. They have them. They plan to count them tomorrow. I apologize for not being on top of it sooner. However, the problem was a number of ballots. Four ballots were a day past the postmark deadline, and two ballots were more than 1 day past the postmark deadline. There were 16 ballots in total cast, and so I'd like the... I would invite a motion allowing counting of all the ballots that were sent in.
I will so move.
Okay. Was that Evelyn?
Yes.
Yes. And there's a second?
I second.
Okay. Is there debate on this?
Can you repeat, Mr. Chair, can you repeat that motion?
The motion is to allow counting of all ballots that were mailed.
Counting of all received ballots. In that election.
All received ballots.
Have the ballots been opened?
Nope.
Okay.
And I no longer have possession of them. I gave them yesterday at our LSB meeting with KPFK Elections Working Group. They gave me a list. They're all sealed. And those guys are trustworthy, unless somebody's bribing them that I don't know about. is there any objection then to the motion? Hearing none, I'll email them tonight to count all ballots. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, just a point. The chair of the audit committee entertained a motion, and it was passed, removing five members from audit. So at the next PNB meeting, whenever it is, I think the audit committee will have the same situation where we're going to call for new elections. These will come from both LSB and the PNB.
Thank you. And can you ask the chair, I know he emailed me, and since I was only looking for emails from board members when I made the agenda, can you ask him to email me and capitalize agenda item for next PNB meeting?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're at the bylaws amendment. Lydia, are you the chair of that? Is Bob who's presenting
Bob.
This? Or actually, you know, it's not it's the member, the six directors who proposed it, which are Teresa Allen, Lydia Brazan, Lisa Davis, Bob Letter, Rob Robinson, and Don White. Who would like to present this and also tell us where we are in this process?
Excuse me, Dave. This is Bob. I have an agenda motion.
Go ahead.
We've been at this 5 hours, and I would move that we move ahead to the item of the next meeting date, and then after that I would move to adjourn.
Okay. Is there any objection to considering... You know what, Bob? You can actually... Oh, let's see. Okay, so is there any objection to now considering... Well, was there a second to the motion to consider the scheduling of the next meeting now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, is there any objection? Hearing no objection. Bob, you have a motion on the next meeting date?
Well,
Mr. Chair, I'm a little bit confused as to what we just passed without objection.
We passed a change in the agenda to allow us to consider the scheduling of the next meeting now.
That is a Bob Letterer's motion?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And can you repeat that one more time? Consider change?
To consider rescheduling of the next PMB meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I don't have a motion yet because I wanted to hear the feelings of other board members about this. But my concern is that if we go forward with the meeting on the 25th, which is less than 2 weeks from now, that it's a hardship for some of us who are in a lot of meetings on a lot of committees. It's very rare that the PNB meets twice in a month. And we also have to look towards our September calendar, which is that we have a public PNB meeting at the end of the month. And normally our conference call would be at the end of each month. And so that's kind of obviated by having a public meeting. So we're going to need a meeting in maybe mid-September anyway in order to finalize the agenda for that meeting. And I just think, and plus just on a personal level, I'm going to be on vacation on the 25th. It's going to be very difficult for me to be on the call. So, but that's a minor reason. I just think there's several reasons that we don't need to overtax ourselves right now by having this next meeting quite so soon. And so I was going to propose some part of early to mid-September.
Is there a motion to change the date of our August 25th meeting?
Anyone have a watch?
Well, I would make such a motion. I just didn't want to plug in a date before I heard from other people.
We don't have a motion before us until we have a proposed date.
Okay, I would move to postpone the date of our next meeting till sometime in September, pending the preferences of the body.
I'm going to rule that out of order. We the preference of the body has to be established somehow. It's established through a vote. So
okay. Can I make a point of order on what Robert's rules allows? It allows something called filling in the blank, where you can have...
Okay.
I move that the next meeting be postponed to September blank, and then we could vote on a series of options.
Bob, hang on a sec. Bob, it's materially the same thing. We're just going to – let's consider a date.
It took a long time to get that date.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And it was scheduled months in advance.
Right.
In alternation with – on the Monday-Friday thing that we were doing. I did, Bob, filling in the blank, Bob, it's the same thing. I mean, tell us what date you want to propose.
Okay, hang on one second, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Trying to pull up my calendar here. Anyone wants to shout out a date, I'm open to it, but I'm looking.
I don't want to do it.
We're all scrambling for our calendars, I think.
Well, I don't want to move the date, so
I'm
not
looking
for a date.
You want to take a straw poll?
Yeah.
No, okay, I'm willing to do it Bob's way rather than, now I understand his point, because if there's not majority sentiment, then there's
right,
no point
exactly.
in considering
right, exactly.
alternative dates. So the motion is to reschedule the meeting to September blank. Is there a second?
Well, there's no second.
I'll second it for the sake of finding out.
Why? May we move straight to a vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want discussion?
No.
Okay. It's a debatable motion. We have a few minutes left. Who would like to speak?
I'm against it. That's all.
Yeah, I'm
against it. Like, people go on vacation all the time. We need more meetings. We'll have two more meetings anyway. Let's just do our work. Let's get stuff. When we get to September at the meeting, we'll have something to show for ourselves.
I'd like to say something.
What you asked for, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry, Ray?
That was your request?
What?
I asked for debate.
Forget
I thought you wanted
it.
Debate.
Mary Berg on the stack, then.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Evelyn
Teresa?
Evelyn on the stack, please.
Okay. I would hope that Bob would understand that, you know, that actually it's to his benefit that we have this meeting earlier than later.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some things that we need to discuss sooner. So actually, I think he's going to find it to his benefit, even if he has to take some time out of his vacation, as
mm-hmm.
Don White is doing, and as I have done, kind of on the road, standing at public payphones and such. So I just think he'll find out, and it's in his best interest.
I'd like to ask board members, if you've got a real different reason than any we've heard, please go ahead and debate. But if it's just to weigh in on your feelings, let's hear that when we vote.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Okay.
Mary, do you want to speak to this? You would ask to be recognized.
Yeah, I think that we have not taken care of a whole lot of our business, and if we try to jam all that in September, it's impossible. So we need to, it's just too bad. We need to get some business done while it's still fresh in our minds. We need to meet this, and I definitely don't want to postpone it.
Lydia.
Okay, so my reason for wanting to postpone is, again, it's very close to tonight's meeting. We haven't had enough. We need some issues that have to be brought up at committees, and this gives us a chance to do that. And also, I would like that meeting to include something about our planning for our next PMB meeting. We have all kinds of late budget issues. We have, you know, a lot of serious stuff to do. And so I would like more time to help the chair develop an agenda and to have additional committee meetings to have a more complete meeting. It's just so much stuff has been, our meetings have been so close this month. This is already an extended meeting from the last meeting, and to have another one in just 2 weeks, it doesn't give us enough time to research our stuff, to pull our stuff together, to get our notices out. But look at this meeting where we, you know, got a very short notice on some of these motions, et cetera, and that's what makes us have longer meetings. So just, you know, one more week and let's work diligently toward that. And like, have it September 1st is what I'm proposing.
Okay. By the way, we don't need to have a board meeting to approve an agenda for our meeting. And it's the coordinating committee that works with the chair to develop that agenda. Of course, if people want to have the board weigh in on that, but we do actually have quite a bit to deal with. I understand that there may be issues that people want to talk about what we're going to do as a Friday retreat. But my personal opinion is that we're not going to get through this agenda next time. The DeRienzo thing is going to take a long time in executive session. I suspect we'll have some response on the motion we passed on national programming. And I also feel that the bylaws motions and the stuff we have before us is lengthy. And we will be getting more business. So I realize that I'm participating in debate now, and I will
So what are you debating in favor?
Call the question.
I'm just trying to point out that our agenda is large.
Mm-hmm. We'll never get.
Yeah, I know, but are you which date are you supporting, Dave? You're obviously speaking to something, but
Sarv, I'm gonna relinquish the chair since I'm participating in debate. Are you here, Sarv?
He hasn't been on for a while.
Sarv has better sense than that. Let's see. Dr. Bethune, would you be willing to assume the chair for the duration of this discussion?
Oh, thank you, Dave.
It's my pleasure.
Okay.
To finish. I think we have to do our business on the 25th, and I happen to believe we're going to have to meet again. And that's just the volume of work we have given the time we take. And part of it I will take responsibility for this meeting, for having not gotten the motions to people quickly enough. I apologize for that. But I am in favor of doing our meeting on the 25th because people have known about that date for a very long time and have been able to make time for it in their schedule. There are also not enough people on this call right now, So we have a large number of people whose availability for any other date we have no concept of. I believe we can get feedback from council very rapidly on some of these other things. And anything that we can't, we can still do at another meeting. I love being with you people. I can't think of anything I'd rather do more. And I'm willing to do it over and over and over again until we complete our business. So I'm in favor of August 25th.
I'm crying.
Exactly. Call the vote.
Dave, I'll withdraw the motion.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll withdraw my second.
Thank you.
Okay. 20 minutes.
Bob, you said something.
Your chair again.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Thank you for
You're
keeping
welcome.
It warm. Bob, you had some other kind of motion you were talking
about?
No.
That's it. Oh, well, I said I would move to. Okay, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Is there an objection to adjourning?
No. Yes.
Okay, will you call the roll on the motion to adjourn, please?
Who moved to
Teresa?
Adjourn? Who moved to adjourn?
Bob Lederer.
Bob Lederer.
Six of us seconded.
Is it debatable?
Yes.
Good question.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, yeah, someone objected.
Mary, send me your address now.
Okay.
None.
I will send it.
Over the...
Does O come before J? No.
No, they go together. comes right after.
It cannot be debated. Adjourn, a fix the time to which adjourn.
Can't be, right.
Well, actually, adjourn at or to a future time or in advance of a time or when the assembly will... No. A normal motion to adjourn is not debatable. Will you call the roll, please?
That's what I said.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. Do I need to record the person who withdrew their second on the Bob Lederer motion?
Yeah, that was Lydia.
It was Lydia.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Lydia.
When in doubt, do it.
Just do it. Yeah, it was Lydia.
Party.
All right. And who still is Evelyn still chairing? No,
I'm chairing again. We changed. We're on a new item now.
The secretary needs help?
Hmm? Well, just keeping up with this here. Okay. Bob Lederer moved to adjourn, and what are we voting on?
Whether or not
to adjourn.
Are we voting on adjourning?
Yes.
Because there was an objection.
Okay. Thank you very much for your patience.
And an interesting question goes to the question of what if we don't get enough votes to adjourn because everybody has left. But that's kind of more potential than I'm prepared for right now.
Mary Berg.
Yes.
Evelyn. Evelyn's yes. Lydia.
Yes.
AC.
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa. Lisa Davis.
She voted with a fit.
Yeah.
I do
right.
not hear Lisa Davis.
No,
she's
you
gone.
Won't.
She's not there. She's
up. Patty Heffley?
No, you guys are all quitters, man.
okay.
Ray LaForce?
No,
absolutely.
Technically,
you know what?
That's
Teresa.
Actually a
this
violation of decorum.
I'm sorry, I was making a joke.
I know.
That's not allowed.
Teresa has just changed her vote to no. Ray LaForce?
Oh.
Yes.
Ambrose is gone. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Rosalinda?
Good night.
Star is gone. Rip?
No.
All right. Rob Robinson?
He left ages ago.
Yeah, right.
True. Deb?
Yes.
Thank you. Don White? Don? Can't hear you, Don. I can't hear Don. I give up on Don. LaVarne Williams?
No.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, no.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Saddened by this.